Hello, I'm Sung Shan Oh from Texas A&M. Here I present you another UES technology research titled Investing Relations Between Open Book Cloud and Settling Emergency Using Unmanned Aerial System Images and YOLO, a Deep Learning Framework. I changed the title a little bit because it gives you a more clear idea about what you're doing. So, introduction. The estimation of the cotton yield at early growth stages can make management practice more efficient throughout the growing season. If farmers can do the early stage prediction about yield, they can better optimize their pesticide application, their fertilizer application, or soil water management. To make this happen, we try to foresee that there is a there is a correlation between number of cotton seedling in the early stage and the yield. But in the study area, we didn't have the cotton yield data, so instead we used the open bowl count. And to estimate the number of cotton seedling, we used the UES image for the automation of this method. There are many ways to detect object in the image, but we used YOLO. You only look once a deep learning framework because it's fast. The reason it's fast is it uses a single convolutional neural network to predict the boundary of the object and the class probability in it. Here you can see it's the outcome of the YOLO. So when we input the image, what it comes up with is the boundary of the object and the class or the kind of the class, kind of the object. And technically speaking, the YOLO uses a darknet 53 network structure in its algorithm. This study was conducted at Texas A&M AgriLife Research and Extension, Corpus Christi, Texas. The area has a humid subtropical climate with hot, very humid summer and very short mild winter. The cotton in this plot was planted on 25th of March 2017. There are a skip row and solid row trial and with five different varieties as in here. U.S. data was collected on 3rd of April 2017, which is 8 days after planting. For the UES platform, we use a DJI Phantom 4 Pro, which has an RGB camera on it, which can take image of 15 megapixels per image. And the altitude of the flight mission was flown at an altitude of 200 meters over the ground surface. And each consecutive image was supposed to have 85% overlap. The pro of having a 85% overlap is the individual ground point appears in multiple images, so it gives us a redundancy of object detection. Okay. So before we feeding the data, feeding the image into the YOLO training, we have to pre-process a little bit. YOLO is basically designed for to take the square image. So I split the image into square shape into 608 by 608 image. And we had total 466 image in the entire field. And it was multiplied by 54. So we get total 25K square images for training. So out of 25K images, we randomly chose 20 images, and out of this, 15 images were used for training and 5 was used for validation. So what it does is the YOLO studies the pattern of cotton seedling in the image using the 15 images, and they test it and they get a score from the 5 images. To do this, I manually draw the bounding box of each cotton seedlings, and I use them as a training and validation data set. And here's where the training really starts. So I set a few parameters related to the class, a number of class in this training, which is one cotton seedling for one class. And the performance of the neural network, was quantified as IOU, which is intersect over union, which is area of intersect of what I manually drawn and what YOLO has come with. And this is divided by area union of these two boundaries. And in this frame, you can see the result of the training. So the performance of the YOLO network structure gets to the plateau when at the iteration at 1,100, which is 3 to 4 hours after the training. And after this point, the neural network, what neural network works is it works better for the training set, but it doesn't improve for the training set. It doesn't improve for the test set or validation set as like this. So it doesn't, it is called the problem of overfitting. And so because of this, I use the weight of neural network at this point. And once this process is finished, what you get is the bounding box, which appear in the image, but it still stays in the image. So what you want to do is we want to compare the bounding box that appears in the multiple images. So we have to geographically map it in a spatial reference. So here's the procedures for doing this. So we first align the raw images using the structure from motion algorithm, and along this with the spreading the ground control points and taking the GPS coordinates, we get camera location and the attitude of the camera, and also what you get is the ground surface 3D model. Once we know all this geometrical information, what you can do is we can project the image boundary object boundary that appears in the image to the ground. And we can map it like this. Because we have too much redundancy because due to the 85% overlap between images, we need to make this result more neat and tidy. So I use the clustering algorithm to do this. What the clustering algorithm does is they group the neighboring bounding boxes to one. So it is labeled as such as A to E like this. And after this, we can calculate the average of northing and easting from this. And now we can easily calculate the number of seedlings from this. And this, the number calculated in this procedure will be used as a UAS-driven or YOLO-driven cotton seedling in this study. So before we comparing this number of cotton seedlings with the open bulk count, we try to find out this is really correct measure. So I randomly chose a 20 baseline in the plot, and I also send this to Dr. Murilo Maeda to manually count it. I mean, the visually counting using the UAS image, and I compare with the UAS driven open bowl count. And the result showed a correlation of determination over 0.5, which is in terms of correlation coefficient, it's over 0.7, which is not bad. And this is the real application of this study. So the y-axis is sibling count driven by UAS or YOLO, and x-axis is the open bowl count instead of yield. For skip row trial, unfortunately, we didn't see any clear trend between these two variables. But for solid row with narrow row spacing, we see a very subtle linear trend between them. But among these four varieties had no clear trend, but this variety, the Gladys, showed a correlation over 0.4, and in terms of correlation coefficient, it's over 0.6. But with only 8 reps available in the trial, we cannot say this is statistically significant. But we found some possibility that if we have UAS data and we can use this method to count the number of cotton seedlings, we can somehow estimate the open bowl count in this way. Conclusion. Cotton seedling detection and counting procedure was suggested based on US images and YOLO deep learning framework. The correlation was correlation between manual and YOLO-driven seedling count was showed correlation Pearson's R over 0.7. And correlation of cotton seedling and open bowl count was investigated. For skip row, we didn't find clear correlation, but for solid row, and for one of the variety called Gladys, it showed the correlation over 0.64 in terms of correlation coefficient. For future work, we need a more lower altitude mission to get a higher resolution data, so we can better improve the accuracy of cotton seedling count using both the YOLO or UAS data and both the manual data. Thank you. I'll take any questions, but I would appreciate it if it's more closer to engineering aspect. Ah, yeah. Because in the process of the orthomosaicing, they're making one big chunk of the image, the image resolution gets lower. That's why we use the raw image. Pardon? Sorry for my English. Could you repeat the question? Could you please speak up, please? The reason I used a YOLO for deep learning or any kind of object detection method is very easy to use, and it's very fast. And the reason I'm talking about the fast, the processing time is the US data is pretty big, like 3-4 gigabytes, and it takes too much time to process it using the too much sophisticated method. But this method is surely sophisticated, but it's faster, designed to be faster. So this is why I use YOLO.